USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump downplays the cost of the 4th of July celebration amid criticism that the event was racking up an unusually high price tag and turning the traditional non-political Independence Day tradition into an all-partisan event. Trump wrote on Twitter, "The cost of our great salute to America will be very little compared to what it's worth. We own the planes, we have the pilots, the airport is right next door, and all we need is the fuel. Fireworks are donated by two of the greatest." However, the Washington Post reported the National Park Service is diverting roughly $2.5 million in entrance and recreation fees from parks across the country in order to pay for Trump's celebration on the National Mall. The diverted fees represent just a sliver of the cost. The total expense still remains unclear. NBC News reported that military assets are being transported from around the country to Washington, D.C. for the celebration. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Investors extended a rally through a holiday shortened day and pushed the S&P 500 index to its third straight record high close. Other major indexes also closed at record highs. The rally follows a slight easing of trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Both nations have agreed to refrain from new tariffs while they open a new round of negotiations. The development relieves some pressure on the market, though the trade war still looms over global economic growth. The S&P 500 rose 22.81 points to close at 2,995.82, the third record high close in as many days, and pushed the index close to breaching the 3,000 mark. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also reached a record, gaining 179 points to close at 26,966. Technology stocks led the gains, helping the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite join the record-breaking club. The NASDAQ rose 61 points to 8,170. Don't forget, you can also listen online at USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The father of the Ford Mustang has died. USA's Wendy King looks back.
Former auto industry leader Lee Iacocca has died. As a child of four Italian immigrants, Iacocca became one of the most powerful and best-known executives in Detroit. He rose to become the president of Ford Motor in December 1970 after being fired in a dispute with the company heir, Henry Ford II. Iacocca joined the then-struggling Chrysler. He helped launch some of Detroit's best-selling and most significant vehicles, including the minivan, the Chrysler K cars, Ford Mustang, and the Escort. In 1979, he appeared before Congress to ask for federal loans to save the struggling Chrysler Corporation after the auto giant found itself failing with $5 billion in debt.
For a while, in the deep recesses of my mind, I thought that maybe with a couple of breaks in the economy, we could muddle through. Really, it's gotten worse instead of better.
His daughter says he died of natural causes. Iacocca was 94.
An appeals court upheld a freeze on Pentagon money to build a border wall with Mexico, casting doubt on President Donald Trump's ability to make good on a signature campaign promise before the 2020 election. A divided three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco agreed with the lower court ruling that prevented the government from tapping Defense Department funds to build a high-priority section of a wall in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.